Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting, and I am currently at the train station. This is sort of my levels out, that's it. At something like 25 to 7, 25 to 8 of an evening. Now, I want to tackle, hopefully with the same veracity and annoyance and frustration and anger and as all one word did with regard to certain customer services he's received from Groupon or voucher or whatever, and from Three. I had exactly the same experience with Three. I was on the phone 40 minutes trying to get rid of the blighters when I wanted to cancel my contract. They were not interested in what I wanted. They were interested in sending me a package and trying to keep me for as long as possible, putting me through to the various different levels of retention teams and stuff. But there is lots and lots, or there are lots and lots of things that I could say about customer services. They're the worst ever. Call centres now have just become gatekeepers for to protect you from real people. And if you're lucky, you will get a real person if you can be eloquent enough to get your complaint high enough and sophisticated enough to get it through their various gatekeeping mechanisms, such as emails that don't go anywhere. Links that take its pages that are absolutely useless. Before we answer your question, have you tried doing the following? All this absolute gobshite stuff. So, there's loads of examples, aren't there? I'm just not impressed with customer service generally. At the moment, I'm sitting here waiting for a train, and it's pretty much a station that's about 3 miles from Birmingham city centre. The city that claims to be the second biggest city in the country, and a station that is deserted, because like, who wants to use public transport when my dog's just lying down because he's that bored? Who wants to use public transport when we're already hearing of a train as soon as I turned up? Again, there were delays. The one to Redditch, if you wanted to go to Redditch, for example. Here we go. Yeah, of course you are. You're a freaking headless, toothless, spineless computer that gives out speech messages. How sorry are you for the delay to my journey? It goes in levels of sorry, doesn't it? I'm sorry. We're very sorry. We're extremely sorry. Oh dear, we're not at all, actually. Now, you get announcements on announcements. If you want to go to Redditch right now, your journey's delayed by 34 minutes. I think the trains only run every half an hour to there anyway. And it gets to the point where the announcements are so often, you don't actually know what they're talking about. You don't know if it's for... So quite often you'll think, oh, it's a delay of 34 minutes. Then the train that's previously delayed will turn up. And at the moment we've got delays both ways. This is supposed to be the busiest train line outside of London, and yet the odd thing is when you get on the train, here you go, here's ours, we'll get on the train at least. Come on, Ush. Forward. Oh, we'll go for this one too. Stay. We go this way, see what we can find, shall we? Here. Good boy. Come take a seat for me, Ash. Sit. Good boy. Nearly home. On the train, we will hear no announcements, or if we do, they're very, very sporadic, with the driver going, Hoyle, or Hoyle, when he means Bourneville or Northfield. I won't bore you with the details yet, because I've got a lot more to say, so I'm going to pause, and I'll come back. Okay, so I'm back.
I needed to go because someone was about to make a little bit too much fuss of Usher, so I needed to concentrate on that, really. Yeah, announcements on trains, non-existent so far. We have a quiet train, and I have before now ended up missing a stop while going to the end of the line because there was no announcements. So that's what we have here, and I think you'll find no announcement. You might get one when it stops at Longbridge if you're lucky, but I suspect not. So in my case, you have to do it all by just being used to the line and the jolting at various stations. Gives you some indication if you're used to the route. So that gets my goat as well. How on earth can a computer be sorry? And you've got these often feckless customer service people even on the trains that just cannot be bothered. Even with Virgin trains now, you're getting a lot of this thing where it's an automated announcement telling you the stops. This is the Virgin train to Birmingham New Street, calling. And then gives you a list of, and then it doesn't say, so it'll say like Birmingham International, and it doesn't say and New Street. So for some reason they've decided that if you just cut that little bit off, you know, when people in society are literal, people with Asperger's syndrome or autism, you know, or that kind of thing, you know, they're going to need to know that it means New Street. And so it says to New Street and then says the final stop is New Street, because how are they going to know otherwise? It's random and it's just gatekeeping crap, and you're leaving computers to do jobs that people should be doing, in my opinion. I could give so many examples of poor customer service that it's not even worth writing home about. It's just in terms of where good customer service is. I think probably my bank, First Direct, has got quite good customer services, but only when everything's running smoothly. I think it gets a bit different when it's not, and because you're not seeing someone face to face, you don't get the service that you would if you were seeing them face to face. All one word, it was Richard, isn't it? You were talking about I think it's Richard talking about Indian customer services. Now I had to ring Napster. There you go, let's talk about Napster. I wanted to tell them that their app is no longer accessible with voiceover. Of course, I haven't got a clue what I was on about. You want to speak to Napster about your voice? No. And then they write this ticket, as All One Word says, and then you get this email that's supposed to be all this. Oh yes, customer said so and so, and customer service person responded thus. And mine was nothing to do with it. Basically, it was a cancellation of a subscription. I got an email asking me to say why I didn't like the service or want the service anymore. And when I went to the page, it wouldn't send it, so I have no idea. I presume it hasn't sent it, because I haven't got an email from them to confirm that anything was sent. It's a nightmare. So Napster have lost my business, but do they care? No. Do they care about accessibility? No. Am I ever going to get a chance to speak to them properly about it? Probably not. That's just one element of customer service, and you could replicate that no matter who you are, whether you had a disability or not. I can't think of many examples of good customer service. Oh, I can. The place that I order my dog food from, customer service are excellent, funnily enough, because it's all about your dog, your pal, your friend. And they're all lovely, because they charge, I suppose, quite a bit for what they give you or what you're paying for. And then the other one is the vet. You know, and who are we seeing today? They ask who you're seeing today, who they're seeing today, and they mean the dog. So yeah, it's odd. Those are the only two where animals are concerned that customer services are better than you get if you're a human, because obviously they know that you're concerned about your pet and that sells, basically. So guys getting off the train, talking about missing planes. So yeah, I don't know what that's about, if they found anything or not, but yeah, very sad. Anyway, I could prolong this, but I think All One Word, people are just pretty much come back and tell you the same story, but fundamentally customer service is, wherever you go, is flawed. I was even accused of being prejudiced once by Virgin, because basically an Indian call centre charged me twice for they charged me for a single ticket when I wanted a return, and I wrote and said that it was an office in Birmingham to get your refund, because they couldn't give me a refund back, and I couldn't stop it from a bank because it was an authorised transaction. So it cost me nearly £300 for what should have been £150 two tickets, and I had to stand out for that money for a good few weeks before I got it back. I said in my letter that I felt that there was a nuanced communication issue, not only that, but the line was really bad, and they came back and said, oh, we've tested that thing, and research has shown that the call centres over there perform just as well as the ones over here. No, they don't. And you know what? You don't give a stuff, companies, because your bottom line is more important. Anyway, I said I was going to shut up, so now I am. But yeah, I agree with one word wholeheartedly, and I'm sorry that he had customer service issues, but he won't be the first and he won't be the last. And if you want really good customer services, you probably pay for his nose for it. Okay, bye bye.